Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Colombo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Colombo.
Hi, everyone. Are we still in America, or are we in communist China?
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Hey, it's your lucky day because this book was written for you and for this time, for all ages who are concerned about what is happening to humanity and to our lives, which are bordering on extinction or concentration camps at FEMA camps or like in Australia, and food and water shortages. And this book was written for you to awaken yourselves and your family and friends to the redistribution of wealth to the wealthy and ridding the country of the middle class in a fictional political satire, made it entertaining, humorous, but scathing political satire, well crafted according to the critics, with having its finger on the pulse and hopefully awakening the American people and cause them to be more concerned about why they need to join the red wave and get out of the blue wave before they drown everyone. So if you're concerned about your children and you're concerned about your food shortages, water shortages, electricity skyrocketing, and housing and all of these necessities of life skyrocketing as they destroy the middle class, thanks to Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, Dr. Fauci, CDC, WHO, NIH, AMA, ABA, who are not doing anything, and except for the constitutional lawyers, as well as the brave doctors on the front lines, and some of them have suddenly died and been silenced, and that is what they do in communist China. And we are not communist China yet, but we're getting very close thanks to Bill Gates, George Soros, who seek to make China the number one superpower in the world economically and militarily. And you don't have to take my word for it. Don't believe anything I'm telling you. I've only been on the front lines 30 years with heavy whistleblowers when I was on AM, FM radio and cable television, starting back in the early 90s. And actually, these people left the government. And they found me because I was on AM FM radio talking about injustices within the court system, especially family law. Didn't realize the depth of the corruption. So I became a crusader, not realizing the depth of corruption. And so I guess God makes us fearless because he picks people who are naive but seek out justice and think it's going to be a simple thing to do, and that our leaders will get right on it, right? Oh, yeah, they got right on it. All right. So anyway, I proposed laws in this country that were actually passed by legislators in California and nationally, reminding me of the constitutional amendment, the California Constitutional Amendment that I actually created and wrote and was actually plagiarized by another person and his lawyer. And it was approved by the Office of the Attorney General in California but it hasn't been placed on the ballot that would hold all public servants accountable for their injustices and legal abuses against the people. Maybe 2024, if God wants, and I'm still here talking to you. Today's topic on the Justice Club is national security at risk for Americans. China Gate controlling United States food. This is very serious. Who controls the food and the oil? As I posted back in 2009 on Facebook, and controls the oil and the energy in the world, controls the world because they can create famine, water shortage, and they can cause a genocide. And that is not even including their luciferase, L-U-C-I-F-E-R-A-S-E, like Lucifer and erase. It's allegedly a serum from a snake that's inside the Pfizer trade secret formula. Sounds crazy, right? But all of this sounds crazy. So put on your tinfoil hat and here we go. And let's start off with how China's taking over our food supply with Bill Gates. Chinese purchase of North Dakota farmland raises national security concerns in Washington. Oh no, it's raising concerns around the world. And this Gates carbon footprint, and he's going to save the planet for himself and China and Japan. That's his plan, because he and Soros want to make the world a utopian world of genetically engineered lab foods that he controls and with no nutritional value, and destroy the farmlands and also all the animals, because he also wants to create his own genetically engineered lab meat, yummy, yummy. And he will control the food and he will earn the profit. And with fewer people on the planet, like 50% less people by 2030 is their goal, and 90% by 2050. If you never watched Charlie Rose, which is a popular show back then, Ted Turner was a frequent guest. Ted Turner admitted on and boastfully and proudly that there were too many people on the planet and that he and his ilk, like Bill Gates and George Soros and Henry Kissinger and Rothschild and all the wealthy ones who believe they're of the same bloodline, which is impossible, because barbarians have conquered nations since time began and raped the women and the children, and they still do it over in the Middle East, and they marry little girls and they commit incest and so forth, which began in the beginning of time as well, which didn't prove to be healthy to do. So it was in modern times called a crime. And rightfully so. But in some countries, third world countries, they still do that. So, and in other countries, they, like in communist China, they have the honeypots. And those are young girls that are there for R&R, for their visitors who do business with them, I suppose. So anyway, let's get on to this. Chinese purchase of North Dakota farmland raises national security concerns in Washington. Where is the national security force that is supposed to defend our borders and protect our sovereignty, which they swore to do? Where are they? Why aren't they active? Well, it seems that there are forces on the left who do not want them to protect our borders or defend our country, or protect the safety and welfare of all Americans, and especially the children, because they continue to have open borders with FBI known terrorists cartel members, gang members, murderers, rapists, organ harvesters, traffickers coming into our country every single day. Well, the president, the current one, JB, is funding the illegal kids into Hebrew luxury schools out $47,000 per child to the American taxpayer while starving out the American people. Oh, great system, right? That's just fantastic. So, Chinese food manufacturer Fufeng Group bought 300 acres of land near Grand Forks, North Dakota, to set up a milling plant. The project is located about 20 minutes from the Grand Forks Air Force Base, raising national security concerns. Both the Democratic chairman and the Republican ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, well, it isn't so intelligent to allow China, a foreign enemy nation who seeks to conquer America and control it, and allegedly Hillary Clinton back in the 90s made some kind of deal to give away plots of land in California to communist China, which was not part of her duty to do so as whatever she was at the time, a first lady, a senator, whatever she was. And so anyway, a lawyer, whatever. And that is not what Americans swear to do. That is not what loyal Americans do. They don't give away and they don't lease and they don't allow foreign enemy communist nations to come into our nation and buy up our farmland and our food plants and Hollywood and hotels and banks and so forth until they control the United States of America and we are under their thumb with no freedom, no right to speak out, which we're already experiencing today through the creation of social media and the two big giants who are on their side, not our side. Freedom of speech supersedes any technocrats, any billionaires. But unfortunately, the FCC hasn't protected our public taxpayer-funded airwaves from them. So where are all of our taxpayer funding for public airwaves going over the past 30 years? Where are they and why are we still paying for them when we are having and forced to pay private corporations to use our taxpayer-funded public airwaves when we used to be able to just plug our television set into the plug on our walls and watch 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, 13 in public access? Because that's what we pay for. So we should have a huge refund coming to us from the FCC and the federal government and from the cable companies as well and all of the social media sites. So the Chinese food manufacturer Fufeng Group bought 300 acres of land near Grand Forks, North Dakota to set up a milling plant. The project is located about 20 minutes from Grand Forks Air Force Base, raising national concerns, as I said. Well, those national concerns aren't just about the Air Force Base. It's about using our country to conquer us and shut us down and possibly take the right-wing extremists, as they call us, the tinfoil hats, the deplorables, the irredeemables, to what Bush and Cheney built called FEMA camps and possibly put people on Americans like Hitler did and Obama bought up the FEMA trains with our own tax dollars. So what they're doing is they're using our taxes for our own demise and to take over our country and conquer us without nuking it so it's all in place when we're all gone. So that's why they started with the elderly and in jabbing them. And then they shut down and locked down the hospitals and the nursing homes for those who would accept the financial, aka bribes, to write down that the patient has COVID, even if they had a leg amputee or a car accident. It was still COVID if they wanted the incentives. So nobody knew what was going on in the nursing homes and hospitals with their loved ones, or if they actually just pulled the plug on them, wrote down COVID on the death certificate to collect their $39,000 per COVID death. And that is not only immoral, unethical, and crimes against humanity, but crimes against God. And they will pay for it when they meet their maker, if they do not repent from this potential genocide of the American people and all of Western civilization. Then they'll go to Africa and India and then South America for those who aren't chipped or used for their experiments to chip them in the brain or in the hand and use them as their human lab rats for experiments and messing up their brain and their DNA, which is so sick, and sci-fi and Dr. Frankenstein, it boggles the mind that the government would go along with this, any government, the European Union Commission, the United Nations. We're not united with them. We don't like their Agenda 21 and their sustainable planet for them, the wealthy, so that they can wipe you out, like Klaus Schwab said. They're going to wipe you out, which they're doing because of the high cost of living. Your savings are being wiped out, your retirement. When are the American people going to get actually mad? You better vote. That's all I can say. And you better vote red and get out these psychopaths out of our government who have been there for 30 to 50 years living off the taxpayers. They probably never owned a business, never took the risk to own a business, never used their money to own a business, but they're making deals with communist China secretly on our taxpayer dime and time, engaging in insider trading and putting everyone else in jail for it, like Martha Stewart. And then they're engaging in over in Ukraine and their energy companies. So if you think all of this isn't by design, then you really need to go back to sleep, pull the blankets up, and just close your eyes and dream the illusion of the American dream, because that is turning into the American nightmare. Here's the article. Robin Beck of Getty, has a picture by Robin Beck by Getty that you can see on CNBC's article by Eamon, E-A-M-O-N, Javers, J-A-V-E-R-S. And he says, at first glance, the largely barren, windswept tract of land just north of Grand Forks, North Dakota, seems like an unlikely location for international espionage. Well, that's exactly what it is. There's not much on the more than 300-acre patch of prime Dakota farmland right now other than dirt and tall grasses bordered by highways and light industrial facilities on the outskirts of the city of Grand Forks. Well, isn't that convenient for communist China and Bill Gates? The nearest neighbors include a crop production company, a truck and trailer service outfit, and Patio World, which sells landscaping supplies for suburban backyards. Well, it was recently that the news reported that Bill Gates dumped like John Deere and Caterpillar stocks and all these farmland equipment companies cashed out on his stocks. So that's very interesting, and no one's asking why, only he seems to know the answer to that. After he and CDC and WHO and Dr. Fauci and HHS and NIH and the White House locked down Americans, they went and destroyed the farms. And they the farmers were made poor, which is what they're now on to the middle class and doing to the middle class. They intentionally broke down the food chain, attacked the restaurants, attacked the markets, so that they had food shortages and even bars that served food. This was all intentional, that they were targeting food. And the prices were skyrocketing in the markets because of the shortages during those lockdowns. Well, people weren't working, and they were losing their businesses and their jobs. They skyrocketed food. And so in the meantime, they broke down the food chain, the Bill Gates, George Soros, and all these billionaires, these technocrats who are so cruel and greedy that they're willing to hurt the American people and the rest of the world. Who they believe, as Klaus Schwab said, we are no more than bottom feeders. But I have a message for Klaus Schwab. God created him. God created all of us. God created everything upon the earth. Science is not God. And bottom feeders have a purpose, and God created them for a purpose. Everything God created is for a purpose. And they're intent on destroying everything God created, starting with the food chain, because then that will create famine. And more people, like in 1918, didn't die from the flu as much. They died from malnutrition. They got pneumonia, and they got TB. And they died of malnutrition because 60% of the people were malnourished and were impoverished at that time. And what they found is a mask didn't work. They threw off the mask, and they start feeding the people who were still alive, and they, because they didn't have the vitamins and supplements to create a strong immune system that they could only get from food, but there wasn't enough food. And so they lived in rural areas mostly. And so they opened up the doors and the windows. They found that water, clean water and food and breathing in fresh air that God created as a natural method for people to stay alive and breathe out carbon monoxide, because that's why he called it the breath of life, because without oxygen and releasing toxins, you will not stay alive. You will destroy your immune system, your cells, and your organs, and your brain, and you will die. So they know what they're doing, and millions of people know what they're doing now, and why the government isn't doing anything about it. The powers that be beyond the Department of Justice and the DNC, who are controlling this and helping, as Joe Biden said, that these prices will continue to soar, especially gasoline and food, as long as the liberal world order needs it to continue. That is not in the best interest, or in the best interest of people's health, and in the best interest of the American people's way of life or the necessities of life. The wealthy aren't starving, are they? They're going to fine restaurants. They're sailing on yachts. They're flying off on private jets and polluting the air and telling you you're to blame, with, even though it's their yachts and their planes that are creating, and their factories that are creating the pollution. And America has the least pollution. It is communist China who has so much pollution, and they are the ones who are taking over our country and Western civilization with the help of Americans in Wall Street who are involved in this, not all, but those who are involved in this evil agenda, the New World Order, Agenda 21. Step lock, Rothschild step lock, phase 1, 2, and 3. Well, we're in phase 3. So, and you need to stay in touch with your legislators and tell them you know what is happening. Grand Forks Air Force Base. That's because the buyer of the land was a Chinese company, the Fufeng Group, based in Shandong, China, and the property is just about 20 minutes down the road from Grand Forks Air Force Base, home to some of the nation's most sensitive military drone technology. Now, why would they possibly do that? Why would they possibly buy that particular property? And they are connected to Bill Gates and George Soros. Think about it for a minute. Now, some security experts warn the Chinese corn milling plant should be stopped because it could offer Chinese intelligence unprecedented access to the facility. Why are they selling our farmland and our food plants or anything else that is American on our homeland owned by the United States Americans, not by public servants, not by technocrats who are involved in the New World Order and with China? Why are they selling our property, our homeland, to a foreign enemy nation who seeks to conquer America and to reduce the population of America so that they can overpopulate with their own people? Because Gates and Soros and others have stated in written articles published online that the only people who will not be exterminated or depopulated are the Chinese and the Japanese, because the reason they gave was because they are trained up from the time they are toddlers to obey their government and remain silent, not criticize their government. There's no freedom of speech. They are totally controlled by the CCP. Do as you're told, sit down, shut up, and be quiet. And you may be able to go to work. You may be able to own a business. You may, but it isn't your business and it isn't your property. And that's what some of the family law courts happen to be doing in this country. So it's seeped everywhere. So it's only, it's only in America kind of fight, pitting the property and economic rights of a community against national security warnings from high-ranking officials in the nation's capital. No Chinese communist nation, foreign enemy nation, should be buying any property in the United States of America. Give them their money back and tell them to go back home. The debate over the project has roiled the small community with emotional city council hearings, local politicians at odds with one another, and neighborhood groups gearing to block the project. They need to block the project. They need to block the project because our fathers, our brothers, our uncles are in the past, and our grandfathers or great-grandfathers, whoever, fought in World War II to defeat communism. Now Gates and Soros and Fauci, CDC, WHO, and all of these so-called American agencies and the DNC are bringing communism to, how is that legal, lawful, or constitutional, or part of their sworn oath? Why are we taxpayer funding these people in office for 30 to 50 some years to sell out our food plants and our land and our farms? Where are the regulations? They put regulations on us that we can't only buy so much of this or that. We can only say something now if it's approved by Twitter or Facebook. That is insane. They are CEOs of private corporations, and they are not to supersede the supreme laws of the land, which are the United States, which is the United States Constitution and our Bill of Rights. Who made them the czars over freedom of speech just because they own a, what they say and tells the senators, even the GOP senators, didn't deregulate them, didn't control them, didn't say, no, you're not going to supersede freedom of speech. You're not going to suppress freedom of speech in America because we swore to uphold the Constitution. Where were they? All of them. We need new faces. We need loyal Americans. And we need to get communist China out of our country, give them their money back, send them flying back to China. $2.6 million sale. Gary Bridgeford, who said his parcel of the farmland to the Chinese company, well, thanks a lot, Gary Bridgeford, for around $2.6 million this year, said his neighbors had vented their anger at him. Well, so I would not be surprised, and planted signs opposing the project in his front yard. Well, good for them. I've been threatened, he said. Well, now we're all threatened. Our national security is threatened, Mr. Gary Bridgeford. I've been called every name in the book for selling property. Yeah, for selling property to a communist foreign enemy nation where our families died so that communist China couldn't conquer our nation. So you're part of the problem. People hear the China stuff and they're concerned, Bridgeford said, but everyone has a phone in their pocket that was probably made in China. Where do you draw the line? We draw the line because owning a phone made in China, thanks to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, they opened the port to the Long Beach Naval Base and the port. He wanted to give it away to communist China, not just lease it, give it away. And then when my friend Anthony Hilder held a protest and warned the Americans of what was happening, there were Senate hearings, and he was outed, and then he ended up so-called leasing the Long Beach Naval Port and the Long Beach Navy Base to the communist Chinese to come and go and enter as they please and outsource, which in my opinion, it appears to be espionage, not outsourcing and not globalism. It appears that when you are selling out your country to a communist nation who our fathers and grandfathers and uncles and brothers and whoever and great-grandfathers, whoever it was who went to war and got PTSD or amputees or died or in veterans hospitals and so forth, they were the ones who defeated communism on foreign soil to save freedom for Europe and Canada and America. And now we have, communist China doesn't have to drop a nuke on us because they're ready to invade. They're invading by buying up our farmland and our food plants and our hotels and our banks and our communications. They installed Huawei in our country and the Democrats let them do it. Huawei Communications. They also secretly built one over in Iran, our other foreign enemy nation who threatens to wipe out America and Israel and to conquer the USA and Israel and all of Western civilization. Well, we're funding them because Obama and Kerry made these deals for sending $150 billion of our taxes to foreign enemy nations. Bill Gates has funded China, communist China. He visits frequently, according to a Chinese-American whistleblower who was online. I don't see her online anymore. Gee, I wonder why. People hear that China stuff and they're concerned, Bridgeford said. Oh, really, Bridgeford? The city's mayor, Brandon Brzezinski, said he just wants to do business. The proposed $700 million plant would create more than 200 direct jobs and other opportunities for logistics, trucking, or other support services. He's pushing for the project, but he acknowledges there are national security concerns that are beyond his ability to process as a small-town mayor. Is it worth it to have a communist foreign enemy nation who wants to conquer our nation and depopulate us or put us in concentration camps to be reprogrammed, which Bush and Cheney were building during the Afghan-Iraqi invasion, claiming they had weapons of mass destruction when they had nothing to do with 9/11. And Halliburton was going bankrupt. Suddenly Cheney resigns, gets millions of dollars for retirement, and becomes vice president. And he gets a no-bid contract. And they send Halliburton to Iraq and Afghanistan, and for this no-bid contract costing the American people billions of dollars for the, not billions, trillions of dollars. We went from $8 billion in national debt to $6 trillion under the Bush-Cheney war in Afghanistan and Iraq, who weren't involved with 9/11 to the best of my ability. And we're taken by surprise. And so that's when we ended up with a $6 trillion debt, and Halliburton became a multi-billion dollar company again. So many people died from asbestos, working with asbestos under their company, and lawsuits were filed. So this is where we're at. And then when Obama and Biden came along, they racked the national debt up to $23 trillion because they said the sky was falling. And if we didn't bail out Chrysler and all these IMF and all these banks, we were going to go under. Well, they should have just let them go under. I mean, isn't that how capitalism works? You file bankruptcy, you reorganize, and if you can't, then you go bankrupt, and you have to pick yourself up and start over again like everybody else, like small businesses do, entrepreneurs. And then Biden comes along with Pelosi, and they rack up our national debt up to over $30 trillion, and now they've created a, with Bill Gates and CDC and WHO and Dr. Fauci and NIH, who created this biochemical weapon with their research over in Chapel University with Dr. Barrick and Dr. Fauci. And then Bill Gates and Soros and Obama come along and fund China so that they can transfer it over to communist China where it was unleashed. So were they using the Wuhan lab to blame China to take the focus off of them that had been going on for years in the United States, because CDC and Patton own, CDC and Fauci own the patents on mRNA and RNA research, and the patents on cloning, and the patents on replication of humans and DNA, and on it goes. Because their goal is to use human beings as their human lab cases so that they can create more advanced robotoid, humanoid, transhuman species. And there you go. So here we are with China on our doorstep. And U.S. China Economic and Security Review Commission cited Fox's intelligence concerns in a May 26th report writing, "The location of the land close to the base is particularly convenient for monitoring air traffic flows in and out of the base, among other security-related concerns." China, communist China, should not be buying any land in America. It is a foreign enemy nation. They have spied on Americans. They collect DNA from female Americans and put it into their worldwide DNA computer. And Americans should not be lackadaisical or complicit to what actually is happening between the CCP, the farms, the farmland, the position bases they're creating around the world to control the entire world. They are a threat to the world's welfare and safety of humanity, in my opinion. Don't believe anything I say? Do your own homework. Nothing said on Colombo Chronicles or the Justice Club is intended to be legal, medical, financial, or political advice, but a dissemination of information for educational purposes only. And I strongly urge you to get my book and read it. And you will laugh, but you will also see the scathing underlining truth of the redistribution of wealth and humanity possibly made extinct.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world, written with an Orwellian twist. Will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.